The president of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Kwabena Opoku-Eduse, says even though measures have been put in place to contain the Ebola viral disease, should it occur in Ghana, there is the need to intensify education of the population and training of medical personnel. He expressed these sentiments in an interview with Tekiche.
Our government and our Ministry of Health have put together some programs. One is educational program for the general population, and then for health staff, which is still ongoing. And then making available money to try to prevent, contain and manage the disease. This we thank the president and his team. We of the Ghana Medical Association always give our physical and mental support, all that we have support is so that Ebola does not come into our country. And if even it comes to our country, we can contain it and manage it appropriately. What we've been saying all the time, we are asking for more. I hear it is the first chunk of 6 million Ghana out of 25 million cedis. I hope the money is made available as soon as practicable and the rest follow as soon as practicable as well. For educational materials, for educating the people, and for putting in the proper structures to hold the people that we suspect, to be able to run the tests that we need. And the centers that need to be put up, need to be put up as soon as practicable. Our Honorable Minister said in 2 weeks, I think 1 week.
How do you find the preparations so far? Are you satisfied?
On paper and education and other parts, we are ready. In fiscal ways of training health personnel proper, putting the fiscal structures there, I don't think we are ready yet.
What do we need to do now?
What we need to do is that we need to educate the populace more. We need to educate and train health workers more. We need to walk our talk and put in the fiscal structures. Now, every average hospital has a holding area. But if you have the holding area and the person or persons who are supposed to man those areas are not well informed, not well trained, it might be a disaster. Officially, and which I believe, there's no confirmed Ebola case in Ghana. There have been rumors, those over 30 people that we suspected, when the test came, they were negative. I don't know her source of information. Officially, as I speak with you now, there's no confirmed case of Ebola in the country.
On cholera, Dr. Opoku-Eduse said if care is not taken, health facilities in the capital could be overwhelmed.
We heard La Hospital has received about 700 cases within the short time. Cholera management, you need about 24 hours, infusions and everything. So if you look at it, the things that go in there, it's a drain on hospitals. It's a drain on manpower in there because nurses, doctors have to work around the clock and everybody is fidgeting. And the numbers are overwhelming. I think 2 weeks ago, one hospital announced that in Accra here, that they should not bring any more cholera cases because the hospital was full. As at last Wednesday, at least from what we hear, about 30 people have died. This morning, I heard one hospital in Accra here. 9 people have died since the cholera thing started. And last 2 weeks, 4 people have died from one small hospital in Accra. If you add it up, that's about 30. And multiply it by some of the hospitals that have been managing cholera. That means it's very big. Cholera should not be happening in Ghana in the year 2014. You all know what brings cholera. It's basically death. We are very dirty. And then our unhygienic conditions that we live in and our unhygienic practices. It's only in Ghana that as soon as it threatens to rain, we bring our refuse from the homes, toilets and all that and pour it into the gutters, hoping that the rains, if even they come, will carry it elsewhere. The rains are not carrying them anywhere. They're going to choke the gutters and flies and other things are going to bring the disease back to us. Cholera is a disease that we eat. Virtually, it's like feces that we eat. And we should be able to manage it. How can we be distilling untreated sewage in our sea at this of our development? How can we turn our seashores into toilets whilst other countries use them for money and for beach soccer and other things? We need to educate every Ghanaian, especially the school-growing kids, so that it inculcates in them.
And you heard the president of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Kwabena Opoku-Eduse, talking to Tekiche.